back to Cyber Chronicles. In today's episode, we're exploring the aftermath of a data breach. A nightmare scenario that's becoming all too common. This is the story of what happened when my personal information was exposed in a massive data breach. It was a regular day when I received an email that made my head drop. It was from a major company I had used for years, informing me that they had suffered a data breach. My personal information, name, email address, phone numbers, and even my payment details had been compromised. They sent me an email. At first, I didn't know what to do. The company offered a year of free credit monitoring, but that didn't feel like enough. I started by changing all my passwords, especially for accounts linked to the compromised email. Then I placed a fraud alert on my credit report. Just in case. But the real impact came later. Within weeks, I started receiving phishing emails and scam calls from people pretending to be from the breached company. They claimed to be offering help, but they were really after more information. It was a relentless barrage, and it made me realize just how vulnerable I was. They kept calling me. I also noticed the suspicious, not one actually, I noticed suspicious charges on my credit card, which I had to dispute. It was a stressful and time-consuming process, and it made me painfully aware of the risk we face in the digital age. Even after taking all the necessary precautions, the fallout from the breach lasted for months. I kept calling the bank to resolve disputes. My charges I saw on my account. The lesson here is vital. Data breaches are a reality of modern life, and we must be prepared to deal with the consequences. Always use strong, unique passwords for each of your accounts. Enable two-factor authentication whenever possible. And monitor your financial statements regularly. And if you're ever notified that your data has been breached, act quickly and protect yourself.